Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami, and these are the headlines. The students of Jamiatul Madina meet with Hadi Muhammad Shahid Attari at Faizan-e Madina, Nawab Shah. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat visits the graves of his parents and relatives of First Fatiha. Virtues are presented to the parents of DGPHA at Faizan-e Madina, Jawatown, Lahore. Rukneshwar Haji Afur Azad Tari also offers dua for forgiveness. Haji Muhammad Ayaz Tari visits a new building adjacent to Faizan-e Madina, Apandi Town. Rukneshwar provides guidance regarding the new construction of Madri Muzakara Hall. Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Tari Madani visits the under construction Faizan-e Zamzam Masjid in Mombasa, Kenya. Head of Education Department presents the call towards righteousness at Qaid-e-Azam Academy for Education Development, Lahore. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by Media Department, Lahore at Shah Court Press Club, District Nankana. Journalists are informed about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami, invited to visit Faizan-e Madina, Johor Town. Annual examinations are held at Jamiatul Madina in various cities of Bangladesh. Winter is the best means of earning reward. A look at a report. We welcome our viewers to the Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details, and first of all, let's give you Madani News about the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari. Yes, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited a Faizan-e Madina in Nawab Shah Sin, where the students and teachers of Jamiatul Madina and the devotees of Rasul met with him. Moreover, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited the graves of his parents and relatives in Nawab Shah and offered Fatiha. Take a look.
Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited Nawab Shah, where students, teachers, the administrators of Jamiatul Madina, other representatives and personalities met with him. On this occasion, head of Pakistan Mushawarat motivated the attendees to offer salah with Jamaat, to recite Durood-e Pak in abundance, and to present the invitation towards righteousness. In the end, head of Pakistan met with the participants. Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari also visited the graves of his parents and relatives. On this occasion, other representatives were along with him. Head of Pakistan Mushawarat offered Fatiha and offered dua for the forgiveness of his parents.
At Faizan-e Madina, Johor Town in Lahore, a mehfil-e naat was held to donate virtues to the late father of DGPHA Jawad Ahmed Qureshi's parents and the late father of Haji Ashiq Attari, during which Rukneshwar Haji Afur Azad Attari offered dua.
Quran Khwani was held and virtues were donated for the parents of Jawad Ahmed Qureshi and Ahmad Ahmed Qureshi at Madani Marikas Faizan-e Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, Johor Town, Lahore, during which Rukneshwar and head of Lahore region Haji Afur Azad Attari offered dua for the elevation of ranks of the deceased and forgiveness. On this occasion, students, teachers, muballikin, representatives as well as other devotees of Rasul were also present.
ثواب اعمال کا میرے تو پہنچا ساری امت کو.
On the other hand, virtues were donated to the father of Haji Ashiq Attari at the Madri Marikas Faizan-e Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, Johor Town, Lahore, during which Rukneshwar and head of Lahore region Haji Afur Azad Attari offered dua, in which the family and relatives of the deceased participated.
مغفرت فرما الہی تو بڑا غفار ہے.
Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari visited the under construction Madri Muzakara Hall in a new building adjacent to Faizan-e Madina, Hyderabad. He also reviewed the construction works.
The construction works of Madani Muzakara Hall continue at a building adjacent to a Madani Markaz Faizan-e Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat-e-Islami Haji Ayaz Attari along with other representatives visited the place and reviewed the construction works. Rukne Shura provided guidance to the Islamic brothers regarding the construction works.
Let's now include Madani news from Kenya, Africa, where Rukne Shura Haji Junaid Attari Madani visited the under construction Jame Masjid Faizan-e Zamzam in Mombasa and reviewed the construction works.
Recently, Rukneshwar Haji Junedatari Madani is on a tour of Kenya where he visited under construction Jame Masjid Fazane Zamzam in Kikambala on the outskirts of Mombasa. On this occasion, members of Central Africa region and other representatives were also present. The representatives showed him the building for Masjid and Madrasa and informed him about the ongoing works, departments and religious activities. Moreover, Dua was also offered for the swift construction of the Masjid.
مساجد کی عطا توفیق کر اس کی تو فیل قبلتین و خیف و نمرا کر کرم مولا تو فیل قبلتین و خیف و نمرا
With respect to the construction, Har Mombasa Kabina told Madani News.
Iske finishing ka kaam jari hai. Alhamdulillah, marble ka kaam hai, tile ka kaam hai, sanitary ka kaam hai, isi tarah electric ka kaam hai. Ye jari hai. Inshallah, chand dinon mein is masjid ki opening hogi aur inshallah iske saath plot hai. Yahan inshallah taala ali shan daawat islami ka Jamiatul Madina bhi banega. Yahan tulaba padhenge, ilm e din hasil karenge. جن اسلامی بھائیوں نے اس تعمیراتی کام میں حصہ ڈالا اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو خوب خوب برکتیں عطا فرمائے
The director, deputy director and assistant director of solid waste district Landi Korangi, deputy director vehicle and coordinator visited the global Madni Marquez Fazane Medina in Karachi with the representatives of personalities coordination department and PRO Fazane Medina gave them a tour of various departments.
Upon the invitation by personalities coordination department, solid waste district Korangi director Salim Raza, deputy director Nadeem, deputy director Shah Faisal, assistant director vehicle Nisar Ahmed, deputy director vehicle Parvez, deputy director vehicle Irfan, deputy director vehicle Yunus, Coordinator Saad and Accounts Officer Asif visited the Global Madni Marquez Fazane Medina of Dawat Islami. A documentary consisting of the religious and welfare activities under Dawat Islami to spread the religion Islam was also shown. Moreover, the public relations officer of Fazane Medina showed them Islamic Research Center Al Madinatul Ilmiya, Fazan Online Academy, Clinic, Translation Department, and Madani Channel as well as other departments. The personalities appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, and while expressing good intentions, they shared their views.
Bada dil khush hua aur یہاں پہ دیکھ کے ماحول جو دیکھا بہت یعنی کہ دل اندر سے باغ باغ ہو گیا اور دین کے معاملات میں انہوں نے جو کام کیے ہیں اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو بھی وہ کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے
جو چینل کام کر رہے ہیں جس میں اردو انگلش اور بنگلہ زبان میں اس طریقے سے دینی خدمت انجام دی جا رہی ہے بہت زیادہ خوشی ہوئی اللہ پاک فیضان مدینہ میں کام کرنے والوں کو اور تمام لوگوں کو کامیابی اور کامرانی عطا فرمائے
ماشاءاللہ یہاں ہر چیز کو دیکھ کر ہر ڈپارٹمنٹ کو دیکھ کر ہمیں بہت خوشی ہوئی کہ جس طرح سے دعوت اسلامی کام کر رہی ہے دین کے حوالے سے
دیکھ کے بہت خوشی ہوئی کہ عوام الناس کے لیے اتنا کام کیا جا رہا ہے دین کی اتنی دعوت دی جا رہی ہے لوگوں میں اتنی اویئرنیس آ رہی ہے یہ دیکھ کر بہت خوشی ہوئی
The head of education department met with the official of Qaid Azam Academy for Educational Development, Saifullah Tour, at his office in Lahore and invited him to visit the Madani Marquez Fazane Medina.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented at the office of a government institute of teacher training, Qaid Azam Academy for Educational Development in Lahore under Education Department of Dawat Islami. The department had met with Saifullah Tour at his office and informed him about various departments of Dawat Islami, especially Jamatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina and Kanzul Madaris Board. Head of education department presented an introduction of digital services and invited him to visit the Madani Marquez Fazane Medina of Dawat Islami in Lahore, upon which Saifullah Tour appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. In the end, Head of Education Department presented books of Maktabatul Madina.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented by Dawat Islami's Media Department at Shahkur Press Club, District Nankana, in which the President and other members participated.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented at Shahkot Press Club, District Nankana, under Media Department during which President of Press Club Farhan Arshad, President of Electronic Media Reporter Association Shahkot, Malir Tahir Iqbal, General Secretary Liaqat Ali Bhatti, Senior Journalist Mohammad Naeem, and Senior Journalist Khizr Bhatti, as well as other journalists. The representative of Media Department informed the journalists about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. On this occasion, the journalists were invited to visit the Madani Marquez Fazane Medina of Dawat Islami, Johor Town.
Let's take our viewers to Bangladesh, where annual examinations were held at the Jamiatul Madina in various cities for Dawratul Hadith Sharif and other classes. Let's show you the visuals of a few places.
The religious movement of the devotees of Rasul Dawat Islami's department Jamiatul Madina, where Darse Nizami is conducted. During the course, special attention is paid on the moral, organizational and spiritual training of these students. Moreover, religious as well as academic education is also given in the Jamiat. Alhamdulillah, there are many branches of Jamiatul Madina in Pakistan as well as abroad, and thousands of students have been graduated from these Jamiat and are engaged in serving the religion in various walks of life. At the end of 2021, the annual examination was held at Jamiatul Madina in various cities of Bangladesh, in which the examinations were held of Dawatul Hadith Sharif and other classes, in which thousands of students from other cities of Bangladesh, including Dhaka, Hatasari, Chittagong, Madarbari, Chittagong, Jaffalong, Silhet, Munshiganj, Saidpur, Nalfamari, participated and took a written test. With respect to the examination held at various Jamiatul Madina of Bangladesh, the representatives of Jamiatul Madina told Madani News.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawati Islamir Oshankho Bibhager Moddhe Ekti Bibhag Hocche Jamiatul Madina. To ei Jamiatul Madina Bibhager Maddhome Alhamdulillah Dawati Islami Aleme Porinito Kortechen. To ekhon amra je Jamiatul Madina eshechi seta hocche Jaffalong Jamiatul Madina. Amader Jamiatul Madinai final exam shuru hoyeche. তো পরীক্ষার মধ্যে আলহামদুলিল্লাহ তালেবে এলম খুব সুন্দরভাবে পরীক্ষা দিচ্ছেন।
দাওয়াত ইসলামের পরিচালনাধীন জামিয়াতুল মদিনা সমূহে পরীক্ষা শুরু হয়েছে। দাওয়াত ইসলামের পরীক্ষা নিয়ন্ত্রণ বিভাগের ফর্মুলা অনুযায়ী আমাদের এখানে আলহামদুলিল্লাহ পরীক্ষা চলমান, অনেক সুন্দরভাবে ছাত্ররা পরীক্ষা দিচ্ছে।
Winter is at its peak all across the country. At some places, the temperature is minus, whereas at some places, it is a single digits. Despite this freezing cold weather, the worshippers are offering 5 times salawat jamaat upon the call of their Lord and also offer nafil worship. This winter season is the best means of earning reward. Let's watch this report by Muhammad Amjad Qadri on earning maximum virtues during winter.
Winter season is a gift from Allah Almighty for the Muslims, in which the nights are long for worship and the days are short for fasting. Muballighe Dawat Islami said in this regard,
Sardiyon ka mausam chal raha hai. In dinon mein umuman hum susti ka shikar ho jate hain aur hum is susti mein apne jo farayz hain unse ghafil ho jate hain. Namaz ke liye jana, thande pani se baad waqt wuzu karna, تو اٹھ کر جانا مشکل ہو جاتا ہے. حالانکہ سردی کی جو دن ہوتے ہیں اور ان میں جو ٹھنڈا پانی ہوتا ہے اس کے ساتھ وضو کرنے کے فضائل خود آقا دو عالم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے بیان فرمائے. ایسا نہ ہو کہ سردی کا موسم ہمیں ہمارے فرائض سے غافل کر دے, ہم سستی میں, کاہلی میں, گرم بستر میں رہنے میں ہم اپنی عبادات سے پیچھے ہو جائیں. کوئی نفلی روزہ رکھنا چاہتا ہے تو یہ دن اتنے چھوٹے چھوٹے سے ہوتے ہیں کہ ان میں وہ مسلسل بھی روزہ رکھے تو نہ اس کو پیاس کی شدت ہوگی محسوس, نہ اس کو دیگر جو معاملات ہیں وہ پیش آئیں گے. تو بڑی آسانی کے ساتھ وہ روزے بھی رکھ سکتا ہے, رات کو عبادات بھی کر سکتا ہے, اور ان دنوں میں وہ اپنے جو اچھے اعمال ہیں ان کو اور زیادہ کر سکتا ہے. ایسا نہ ہو کہ سردی کے موسم کی وجہ سے ہم سستی کا شکار ہو جائیں, کاہلی کا شکار ہو جائیں اور ان نیک اعمال سے ہم غافل ہو جائیں. ان دنوں کو آپ مطالعہ کرنے میں, نیکیاں کرنے میں بھی گزار سکتے ہیں.
It is difficult to perform wuzu in case of cold fatigue, cold flu headache and illness. However, if a person performs wuzu at a time when it is difficult to perform wuzu, he will be doubly rewarded according to the hadith. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, is it not good for us to stay in this cold winter night and try to please our Lord by fasting during the day?
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions of 20th December. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither comment or listen to backbiting. we will neither learn nor go suggest to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protected from evil and adversity.